The Egyptian army has deployed major reinforcements to northern Sinai in a bid to improve the deteriorating security situation in the peninsula. These reinforcements came shortly after three policemen were killed by unknown insurgents last week when the latter fired gunshots on their patrol. Observers say continued army offensive and reinforcements will stabilize the security situation in the Sinai Peninsula, as they have also accused the Israeli spy agency of being behind such deadly attacks on security forces.
Israel sent the revolution is lurking for Egypt, and Sinai is vacant because of the peace treaty between Israel and Egypt. And the Egyptian army had been far away, about 200 miles or 200 kilometers from the international borders between Palestine and Egypt. And during this period, I mean about 40 years under Sadat and Mubarak, Israel was cooking many things against Sinai. And we saw how the terrorist attacks had been conducted by some extremists who had been, in fact, connected with the Mossad.
This order has spread in Sinai since longtime dictator Hosni Mubarak was ousted in the 25th of January revolution, with foreign-backed militants stepping up attacks on security forces in the peninsula. President Morsi has pledged to restore security and order in the indigent region. Many here contend that the deadly attacks were planned by Israel's Mossad in an attempt by them to thwart Mohamed Morsi, the first freely elected civilian president.
I believe that Israel's spy agency hired terrorists to kill the Egyptian border guards and policemen, and I think this is an attempt by them to destabilize our country.
Security officials say that the identities of the perpetrators of the latest attacks have not been determined yet, but they have vowed to purge Sinai from criminal hideouts in order to better secure the region and prevent further attacks.
In the past, the Sinai Peninsula has suffered from lawlessness and the marginalization of its people, but the continued Eagle operation has restored hope that perhaps a safer and more secure Sinai could be seen. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.